This broadcast is provided by attorney Kim Young-jin. Starting this morning, when you pick something on ChatGPT, the payment goes through right then and there. Visa embedded its payment system directly into ChatGPT. We're moving from the stage where AI just recommends, how about this, to the stage where it's asking, should I get it for you?
Aside from the payment stuff, are there any other heady stories?
There are two big threads here. One is the payment integration we just talked about. The other is that AI is now right in the middle of regulation and lawsuits. OpenAI shut down accounts it identified as Chinese-linked, and in Florida, someone was arrested because of a facial recognition misidentification, and now they're suing.
So should we go through this one by one?
Let's start with the payments. Once AI starts handling money directly, companies have a lot more to worry about. And that shift, that's really the backbone of today's briefing.
So, what specifically is different?
Let's say your company needs to buy 5 boxes of A4 paper. You ask ChatGPT to find it, and it goes from price comparison straight through to purchase in one shot. The payment only happens within a preset spending limit, so you don't have to worry about money getting away from you.
So why is this such a big shift?
Until now, AI just stopped at the recommendation stage. Now, the payment button has come into the AI workflow. The tool went from being a recommender to being a money mover, and that means companies have to design spending limits and approval rules ahead of time.
This broadcast is provided by attorney Kyung Kyung Jin.
What kind of order did the EU give Meta?
It's a temporary order to open up WhatsApp so competing AI chatbots can be used again. WhatsApp is a messenger 2 billion people use worldwide. If Meta locks this gateway to only its own AI, other companies' AIs don't even get a chance to reach those 2 billion people. The EU figured that harm could spread fast.
Is there anything relevant for Korean business practice?
This kind of platform bundling regulation becomes a precedent that Korea's FTC will look at when similar discussions come up with KakaoTalk or Naver. If you remember this case, you can help establish the principle that messengers are a critical gateway for AI distribution.
What exactly did OpenAI block?
An operations team at a tech company that OpenAI identified as working for a Chinese regional government accessed ChatGPT through a VPN. They created posts opposing U.S. data center construction and satirical images for tariff disputes. The volume wasn't huge, but what's striking is they didn't write this stuff themselves. They had AI mass produce it.
Why is that a red flag?
When AI is used as a tool for information warfare, it becomes much harder to figure out who made it, because scaling up the volume costs almost nothing. It signals that AI competition is spreading beyond technical performance into full-scale information warfare.
93%, that's pretty high, right?
It looks high, but it also means that out of 100 people, 7 innocent ones get flagged. Dylan lived more than 480 kilometers away from the crime scene, and his vehicle records didn't match either. Yet, the police believed the AI and pushed the investigation forward, according to his claim.
Where should you look in your business operations?
Even if AI says it's a match, that's probability, not certainty. Whether it's cops or corporations, when you use an AI result, you've got to have a procedure to verify it against other evidence. And whatever this lawsuit decides, that's going to be the benchmark for the whole AI liability debate.
This broadcast is provided by attorney Kyung Kyung-jin.
How can companies put this to use?
Say a YouTube creator is buying equipment and asks AI for a lighting recommendation within a 500,000 won budget. AI picks it out, you just hit approve, and the payment's done. It's an experiment that bundles the recommendation, the budget constraint, the approval, and the payment into one seamless flow.
What about a company running a customer service center?
It's time to test whether you can take customers who just come in for advice and guide them all the way to a purchase. You can apply the same structure to booking systems or auto replenishment. So if you're running chatbots, this connection model is worth studying.
What's the news on the investment side?
1111 AI, based in Seattle and Pune, India, raised $7.55 million, about 10 billion won. It's a small story buried under big IPO announcements, but it's striking that money keeps flowing to enterprise AI startups, even when the economy is shaky.
When you put together the US and China trends, what do you get?
The U.S. is heading toward AI creating revenue directly through payment integration. The EU's order to Meta directly shapes that competitive field. On the China side, as we saw in that disinformation case OpenAI blocked, competition is expanding beyond industry and diplomacy into straight-up information warfare.
What's the first thing lawyers need to handle in practice?
You've got to look upstream now, before AI performance even comes up. Since AI is handling payments and decisions, you need to document right now who's liable, are you keeping logs, is there a human approval step for payments? That work can't wait.
How do you prepare for accidents like misidentification?
Whether it's facial recognition or payments, build in a procedure to verify AI results against other evidence, and draft your guidance copy for when misidentification or payment errors happen. Tomorrow morning, just circulate these 6 lines as a checklist around your office. This broadcast is provided by attorney Kyung Young Jin.